The first boat that will go across will be a skin boat. And that skin boat will be built by the hunters in Lorna, supported by hunters from St. Lawrence Island, from Savunga. And that is a very strong statement to the meaning of the Bering Strait and the crossing of this piece of water, because the people that first came to North America, they actually came via this route, but before there was water, they walked across the steppe, the Beringia steppe, and then eventually, water came, and then they started traveling by skin boats. And still today, skin boats are a very important part of life in Chukotka. And it's also a very important part of their sport. They have skin boat races that we start out this whole historic event by having them go across as the first. That's absolutely of tremendous importance. Then following will be, as I said, literally anything or any way that people want to try and cross the Bering Strait. It'll be open for all.
I'm curious, like as somebody that grew up in the 80s and, had kind of like this vague idea of what the Soviet Union was, how different is this now? I mean, to even have the borders opened up for this limited amount of time, it seems so different from the past of like the Cold War.
I mean, this is a really, really significant event and initiative to do this. I really can't emphasize that enough. If you had asked me 2 years ago if this was going to happen or be possible, I would have looked at you with a smile and said, I wish it was different, but I don't think that's going to be happening. It's really a result of the Arctic Council and the fact that the Russians now have the chairmanship and they hold it until 2023. And so there has been this opening and this push for that they should really look at how can this forum, the council, support the need for collaboration across countries and opening up of borders and support and facilitate events that really support that we can't talk about an opening Arctic in the Arctic Ocean and not also look at the need to make sure that it's open for people to travel and meet.
And I mean, I guess in some ways it's almost like it's going to be a family reunion for some of those folks that have relatives just like on the other side of the border, right?
It is. It absolutely is a family reunion. You have traditionally, there was people living on Big Diomede and Little Diomede, and they will be in the path of this 43 miles. Today, there's a military base, a Russian military base on Big Diomede, and there's a community of Alaskan Sabine Yupik on the Little Diomede, and their families will, live on the land and along the coastline there in Chukotka, and they will now be able to go back and forth by boat.